Hello and welcome to the Pals Anime Lounge, a podcast where a bunch of pals get together to talk about anime. The pals are Artura.
Hello everyone.
And Gauze.
Hello.
And I'm your host, Ace. In today's episode, we're talking about Puzzles and Dragons X, aka Puzzles and Dragons Cross, which released in 2016. Puzzles and Dragons Zero came out recently, so we're doing this for the clicks. It was animated by Studio Pierrot, the company behind Bleach, Tokyo Ghoul, and Sonic the Hedgehog the movie. It currently has a 58% on AnyList. The game series Puzzles & Dragons is a series of Match 3 games, which originally released in 2012 and has had 11 different versions released across multiple platforms. This anime is technically an adaptation of the Nintendo 3DS game, which was also called Puzzles & Dragons X.
Or Puzzles & Dragons Cross if you're wrong.
My short synopsis is, an object falls into the ocean, setting off a chain of events which decimates a town. Artura?
Follow the story of Ace as he finds a dragon named Tama and sets his sights on becoming a dragon caller. I found it really important to mention his name.
And Gauze, what do you have?
Ace enjoys his boring life when he finds a weird big egg and starts hearing voices.
And then he started watching the anime.
Okay, for the longer synopsis, it's Gauze's turn to do it, so take us away, Gauze.
Okay, so we open on some kind of urban military operation while banging booping beat. We are go by Overworld Place. I thought that would be good for SEO, I don't know. If I mention the title of the song, you can add it in the description or something. I don't know. I don't know why I did it. It's stupid. Ignore it. Soldiers in a high-tech tank hunt something. It's a dragon! Title screen. We cut to a cool guy in a cool cape and a cool hat and his funny little sidekick following a meteor which crashes into a sea. In a nearby city, a young man called Ace. Young? That doesn't sound... Young man called Ace doesn't sound right.
Hey.
called Ace heads to the market where an ex-seller becomes amazed by his ability to always pick out the best groceries, picking from the bottom of the pile for ones that haven't been touched yet having never occurred to him. Back at the sea, we see that the military looks for the meteorite too, as apparently everyone and their grandma knows about it. While Ace wanders around the city, completing daytime activities and grinding his social links, he starts to hear spooky voices and finds a huge egg. Before he can make an omelette and get that sweet protein, the egg starts evolving and some bubbles appear, summoning a spooky dragon from the opening scene. Oh no!
Sorry, going back before that, I made a note that it's interesting there was some domestic abuse being cheered on by the other market stall owners.
Oh, I missed that.
The egg seller goes like, oh, yeah, I could adopt you and your mum as well. And his wife's behind him starts strangling him.
But it's totally okay because it's a woman abusing a male.
Well, he also said,
like, he should be cheered. Sorry, guys, go on.
He also said something like that his mom is part of the deal. So I don't know that he would also adopt the mom, or would he cheat on his wife? Is that what he implied?
I don't think it'd be cheating. I think it'd be a throuple, which the wife is not polyamorous, clearly. Oh, and before that, when the dragon caller, whatever his name is dropped off near the lighthouse, when the dragon flies off, it wasn't like the sound wasn't of it flapping its wings. It was the same sound as a Dragon Ball Z character flying.
Yeah, I noted that in a later episode when the dragon launches, it's like a jet sound.
I wrote down, I can see why Ace is worried about letting his mum see the egg, because it was established earlier that her cafe serves the best sunny side up eggs.
Is that why?
I mean, that's my headcanon, yeah. I don't want mum making this giant egg into a sunny side egg.
I thought that he wanted to make an omelette and eat it.
Or maybe
he just didn't want to share the omelet.
Yeah, he didn't want to share it, didn't want his mum to sell it.
Or it wasn't sparkly enough. So he was like, nah, it's not going to taste good.
Sorry, apparently I skipped all the stuff that I thought was insignificant. Should I continue?
Yeah, yeah.
So we're at the part where Spooky Dragon appears, and we're back to the opening scene.
Yeah, I know anime likes to reuse stuff all the time, but we literally saw this entire whole fight at the start of the episode.
Yeah, but now we have more information. The military hits the dragon with an anti-rave device, but the dragon isn't dancing at the time, so it doesn't do anything.
I was trying to think of a like something to write about that, but I couldn't do it. So well done.
Leaving Cool Hat Guy to have to pacify the monster by summoning his monsters.
He says, I'll ease your suffering, and then attacks it. So what? I'll ease your suffering by trying to kill you, clearly.
When you're dead, you won't hurt anymore.
Look, you know, that fits the theme, because I found that there's a bunch of sociopaths in this anime, which I'm going to get into later. He defeats the dragon with the help of Ace's bubble summoning ability. But what is that? The dragon turns into a CGI bigger dragon, and the egg starts to crack. Credits.
You did miss us a little thing. The guy starts to do his transformation sequence, and then without a cut, it goes straight into the end credits. I thought for a few seconds that it was part of his transformation or power-up sequence or whatever he was doing.
I think I completely missed that or forgot. I thought that's in the next episode only.
He finishes powering up in the next episode. But right at the end, he starts powering up and then credits. And I'm like, wait, what? This is weird. Oh, this is the end credits.
Are you sure it wasn't just the end credits? Yeah. Is your idea of powering up a dance sequence?
I mean, yes, but...
Episode 2. We return on Cool Hat Guy going through a cool armor suit-up sequence. And he continues fighting while Ace runs away. Cool Hat Guy, it sounds weird when I say it, Cool Hat Guy manages to calm the dragon, but then military start shooting their anti-rave weapons, making it even angrier that they want to stop his expression.
I just want to mention, I want to ask those, I don't want to watch a lot of anime, but is it normal for the opening credits and like all of that stuff to be almost 3 minutes long?
Yes.
3 minutes, it felt so eternal for me. I was like, oh Lord, this is going on forever.
I mean, especially for kids shows, they gotta remind kids, because kids have no object permanence, they forget things so easily, so you gotta remind kids about the whole deal. And
oh, right, there's like an exposition dump at the start, isn't there?
Yeah, the exposition I didn't mind, right? Like, Avatar The Last Airbender does that. But then there's like this song sequence, and it was just 3 minutes as well. I was like, shouldn't you have picked one or the other? Anyway, sorry, that's just something I noted, because I was like, huh.
I mean, it's fair. I don't think it, like, the opening sequence goes that long, usually. I thought you were counting the opening exposition dump as part of the opening. And that's why it went for so long. But no, it's unusual for just the song part to go that long. The dragon continues getting dominated, so Ace decides to even the odds by coming back and becoming a liability. Only to end up summoning more bubbles that the Cool Hat Guy uses to kill the poor dragon. Then the egg hatches, and Ace gets his own funny little sidekick. And if in the aftermath, the military takes the credit. Woohoo, politics. The next day, Ace fails at making bubbles and is confronted by a strange woman who was watching the incident and scheming with a weird grandpa on Zoom. She was! Also, I had to mention weird grandpa. Like, if you want to catch my attention with your anime, include a funny little grandpa. She tells him he sucks and should go to a museum to get cultured, then leaves. At the museum, he meets cool hot guy who also says he sucks and easily steals his funny little sidekick with some food. Ace doesn't seem bothered and gets annoyed when the sidekick comes back on his own.
Yeah, he did not seem that upset.
Ace gets challenged to a duel by a girl with pigtails, Garnet, but she bails when Ace manages to summon a bunch of bubbles. I'm just realizing that this reads really awkwardly. Yeah, the episode ends when Ace's funny little sidekick gets swatted.
I wrote that at the end of the episode, we learn that this anime takes place in America because soldiers are just straight up disappearing someone.
Cut that. Just kind of... Oh, wait.
No worry. They don't listen to this in America. Episode 3 opens on Ace helping Charo mount a rescue for Ace's sidekick because Ace still doesn't give a fuck.
I mean, that's really accurate. I felt like there was a bit of whiplash from episode 2 to episode 3 because they just kidnap him and then next up it's nighttime, they're outside a military base, they're looking in, and Ace is like, no, I'm pretty sure Tama's fine. Which, I'm used to that level of callousness from Ace named people, but still.
The friend just in his imagination sees Tama about to be sliced open by a laser. And yeah, Ace is like, right, and?
It's fine. That's how we eat our sunny side ups.
You can't make sunny side ups without breaking a few eggs.
All right, I forgot to mention that Chara is a boy that Ace met in the museum. No one cares.
We have to rely on Chara to like give Ace the rules of this world. Oh, you got to connect three dots. Whatever they are, bubbles. Even though he can't see the bubbles, apparently.
Mm. Yeah, but he played the mobile game, so.
Oh, he knows. Right.
He played Candy Crush, so he knows. Meanwhile, cool hot guy tries to go through the official channels and deals with government employees. It's like that Asterix movie where they have to fill forms and go from one office to another. Until they get mad.
So cool hat guy's name is Lance. And I wrote down, Lance trying to see the mayor gave me anxiety.
Why?
It's just, oh, now you got to go here. Now you got to go here. You got to join this queue. And now you got to speak to this person. Ah!
Yeah. It'd be like that, though. By following voices in his head, Ace, along with Charo, manages to break in. Summon magic bubbles and break out his sidekick.
I actually have two notes.
Yeah.
Leading up to that. How did they get into that laundry basket? The laundry truck was at the gate and they somehow snuck up, got in without anyone noticing. And then Charo says, according to this blueprint I got off the internet, you cannot find military blueprints on the internet.
Look. He can. He knows how to use Google Maps.
He found an onion server.
Cool hat guy gets annoyed filling out the forms and people discriminating against him because he has no shoes. And nukes the entire facility to get the monster, killing millions. Garnet, who has a performance nearby, beats up cool hat guy's monsters while Ace and Charo use the confusion to escape. In the aftermath, Ace's mom kicks him out, so he decides to leave and become the very best that no one ever was. That's it.
Ace says, I need to protect you, mom. From what? From the dragons that destroy periodically destroy the town? What good is the military if they can't do it?
The military are the ones that take the credit for him protecting the mom from the dragons that periodically spawn to destroy the town.
Also, one last note. Damn, Garnet is annoying.
Yeah.
I do not like her.
I can see that.
So, was this a good adaptation?
Yes.
Yeah. There is matching. And bubbles.
It's a surprisingly good adaptation of the gameplay. I'm not sure about the story, though Tama does appear to be in it, from what I saw. So is it a Yeta and Nani or a Baka? Arthur?
This was a Baka for me. In the second episode, when they were fighting, there was 1 minute and 10 seconds of the dragon just getting blasted by like four or five different enemies just popping up to attack. And it's like, at one point, I was like, oh my lord. I increased the speed of the anime and I could still, like, the scenes looked almost like if they were just a normal speed. And it was awful. It was slow. There was a lot of panning. No, I would not recommend.
Angles.
I think it's a Nani. It was all right, I think. But yeah, it dragged.
I think it was, yeah, also a Nani. I like the mum in the first episode, at least. She had some fun moments. And it's just, yeah, it's a bit all over the place. The names of the dragons I can understand popping up on screen. When they get multiple combos, that popping up on the screen doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, we got a five combo. Okay.
I think I preferred the anime that we watched recently with the guy who had three dogs, but he was afraid of dogs. That was similar.
Yeah, it feels similar, but I feel like they definitely did a better job than this. Though, to be fair, they didn't have to incorporate match three mechanics, which is, I think it's very difficult to incorporate into an anime, and I do think it deserves props for putting that in there somehow.
Yeah. So does it deserve its Annie List score of 58%?
I think it's a bit high, but at the same time, I just don't know if it just wasn't for me, or it's just, I don't know, it was way too slow for my liking. But at the same time, that feeling of disorderliness that it has, I feel like it's going to culminate into something, because this is, what, 90 episodes? And we only watched three, so we're judging it based off of like 2% of the entire anime.
Yeah, I feel like that score is fine. Definitely Ace being a sociopath helped my enjoyment.
But Garnet, though.
Yeah, I'd have thought it deserves higher if not for Garnet being just so despicable.
So Garnet.
That's going to become a meme in these episodes, isn't it?
No, of course not. I would have rated this higher, but you know, Garnet.
That character's such a Garnet. Okay, well, that about brings us to the end of this episode. Thank you for joining me, Arthur and Gus.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to the Pals Anime Lounge. And I bet yet, thank you for subscribing wherever you found this episode. You can find more from us on GameGrin.com, find us on social media, or listen to the Greencast podcast. Until next time, game on.